into the shadow. Snake hit my bone. Yeah, we're shaking up minds again. Yeah, we just can't help it. Don't go, don't you lose a good thing.
That was Hard Times Hit Parade from the album Bare Knuckles and Brawn by Blue Moon Marquee, a gypsy blues and jazz duo who are favorites on the jazz festival circuit and have been featured on Holger Peterson's Blues Hour on CBC. I spoke with vocalist, bassist, and drummer Jazz Colette over Skype. Jazz, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, no problem. Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I did. Both my parents were singers. I grew up going to church, so that's when I first started singing, and that's kind of the only good thing I took from church that I'm grateful for. But I played piano when I was young, and my dad played trombone in a jazz band for fun, and yeah, I was pretty enamored with my parents' vinyl record collection since I was just a baby. So yeah, there is always music around.
Do you remember what the first record was that you ever went out and bought for yourself?
That I ever went out and bought for myself? I remember the first tape that I requested my dad help me get. I was 4 years old. Oh. And it was Ray Charles.
Wow. You had good taste very early on.
I was pretty obsessed with Ray Charles. When I was really young, because my father, I was playing piano when I was young, and my father was playing something of his, and I remember he told me, he said, "Jasmine, this man is blind," and I just couldn't, it just rocked my little world, and I couldn't believe it, and so I kind of have taken that approach in practicing and playing any instrument is I'll close my eyes and I'll turn off all the lights so I'm in the pitch dark, and I play like that so it's all feel and ear. And it really taught me a lot.
That is really interesting. And all the musicians I've talked to, I've never heard anyone say that before. That's really cool.
Oh, really?
How did you come together with A.W. Cardinal to form Blue Moon Marquee?
Yeah, that's kind of a good story. So we knew each other. We knew each other back, and we're both from Alberta, and we both played in punk and metal rock and roll bands in our youth when we were teenagers, and we knew of each other then. We had a lot of mutual friends, but we weren't really pals or anything. And then we didn't see each other for many, many years. And Al had been living out in New York City and Montreal, and I was living in Vancouver at the time. And we had a mutual friend that just graduated from Nimbus Recording School in Vancouver. And Al had been in touch with him, and he wanted to come out west to record a new album of his solo original stuff he'd been working on. And our mutual friend said, "Hey, Al wants you to... Do you remember A.W.? Remember him?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I remember him. He wants you to play bass and sing on his new album. He's coming out." I thought, "Oh, great." And, so I just walked into the studio the first day, and it was apparent right there that we were going to be playing music for a long time together.
How do the two of you approach your songwriting together? Is it a collaborative process, or does one of you tend to come up with something almost fully and bring it to the other?
It's never the same. We don't have a set formula. It's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of a full collaboration. Sometimes one of us will just have a melody or a rhythm that we're interested in, or a lyric, and we'll patch it together that way. And then sometimes a song will be like almost fully completed, and one of us will bring it to another, and then we'll tweak it a bit. But yeah, it's never the same.
You released your first full-length album together in 2013, and your most recent one, Bare Knuckles and Brawn, last year. How do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
Yeah, well, we tour and play a lot as a duo. But we always have, as much as we can, we have guest soloists come and play with us and guest players. And we really love that. I mean, there's a special magic to a duo act, but sonically it's limiting, you know, and you, especially for the style of music that we're playing, you just want the song to breathe more and give it a new life. And so our last album, I feel like that idea was fully realized, in that we had a lot of our favorite players join us for the recording. And yeah, that was it was very inspirational, and it was really exciting for us.
A few weeks ago, you released an amazing video for your song, Big Black Mamba. Tell me about the song and the making of the film.
Sure. Yeah. The song was written. It was inspired by part of Black Elk Speaks, and it's a Lakota prophecy, a Lakota legend, if you will, of a big black snake that will come through the ground and poison the water. And A.W. is First Nations, and I have a lot of First Nations in my family as well. So these stories and these issues have been really close to our heart. And a lot of the pipeline issues, especially going on in B.C., but all over the place, and the issue of clean drinking water, it's not even First Nations rights, it's human rights, really. Mm-hmm. But the song was inspired by this ongoing issue of First Nations repression and just lack of concern for their well-being. And so, we wanted to make a video kind of in the style, in an older style, kind of in the old silent film era style. And it was made by Keith Pico, who's an incredible filmmaker as well as musician, plays with Cousin Harley nowadays. And we wanted that, we wanted the story to be in that style, kind of that vintage style, but it's still a very modern, current story. Yeah. So we filmed it on Salt Spring Island, and we filmed it over 3 days or so, 3 or 4 days, I believe, and worked really hard on it. And yeah, it took a little while to get it done, as most things do, but we're really happy with it.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
You also have another great video on YouTube for your song, As I Lay Dying. Can you tell me about that song and video?
Sure. That song is basically about the fall of the patriarchy. And the video was shot on Quadra Island. And the idea of it was basically AW is the male in the story that is in this a bit of a tough realization and acceptance of the end of an era, so to say, and sort of handing the torch over back to the women.
When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing in a studio recording or performing on a stage?
That's interesting. Because, you know, these times that we're in, we've just really been reflecting on touring almost full-time, you know, steadily for the last 7 or 8 years, and thinking about, you know, what we really miss about it. And I do really miss performing and the connection with people and just, you know, music being just a very curious thing to do with the air. And you can share that with people, and I do miss that. But I also believe that, well, for me personally and Al, we're both creative. I feel like there's lots of different outlets for creative, and how music, since music has kind of slowed down a bit and we've both been able to be home finally for longer than we've ever really been able to be. And so we're both, I love to garden and I love to be in nature. And I also feel very much in my element, in my garden and with the veggies, and we both ride motorcycles, and Al is a mechanic, motorcycle mechanic and bicycle mechanic. So we both love going exploring on our bikes and stopping somewhere and writing. We love to write together. So I would say out of those three that you said, though, I definitely love performing. I miss that. I miss that connection.
You have toured extensively around North America and Europe, and I'm sure you've made countless amazing memories. But can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really special one for you?
Yeah, let me think. It's so fun. We've just been kind of trying to absorb all of them the last little while. And let me think. See, one of our recent shows we had in New Orleans was really special. We were down there kind of before everything, right before everything hit. We sort of skidded into home base by the hair of our chins, and everything started closing. So we were down there. I hadn't been down there in a lot of years. Al, it was his first time down there, but he has been wanting to go for many moons. So, yeah, we were there playing in a beautiful venue, and we had some of our favorite players come in that we've known for a while, and just the vibe was absolutely magical and just thick and special with a shared reverence for sound, for these sounds. And it was just, the moon was out and I could see it through the window, and I could, where I was playing, and I had this lovely view of being able to look at the moon, and I could, just think of the Mississippi River right there. And it was just so absolutely a lovely, lovely evening.
As you've mentioned, it's really difficult to plan very far ahead under the current conditions, but hopefully with this all this writing you're doing in your garden and out on the motorcycles, is there any new music on the horizon for you?
Oh yes, absolutely. We've both been writing quite a bit, and we have plans to record. We'll see. Hopefully it can happen. But our plans are to record in the winter, probably November, December. And we have some pretty exciting guests. I don't know if I can really talk about it quite yet, but we have some pretty amazing folks who are gonna collaborate with us that we're pretty thrilled about.
Where can we find you online to keep track of what you're up to in the new releases?
Yeah, we have the usual socials. We're quite internetable. Bluemoonmarquee.com is the main one, and there's lots of links on there. And then we have the old IG, Instagram, and we have a Facebook as well. That's it, though. No Twitter. No Twitter for this bird. I can't. Those are enough for me, and I just can't even think of dealing with another thing.
I
So,
totally hear you. Twitter is one thing I have never had.
yeah, just go tweet yourself senseless somewhere. I can't be bothered.
Like to take us out with your song, Wayward. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, sure. This is a composition mostly written by Al, and this came about from just when you're feeling a little spicy or saucy, and who knows what it is. Something in just your mood, the air, or the water, but it's just a kind of a fair warning that you might go off a bit tonight.
Wonderful. Jazz, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so much.
Lust and love, what have you done? You've harmed me. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Radio Hootenanny.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
I got something in my eye. Good thing this is radio. This is Radio Hootenanny. I'm Skip the DJ. Maybe it's sleep. We're just waking up. A coffee is in order. And an hour of power of radio is on tap. All Canadian, curated by yours truly. Radio Hootenanny on the air for 1 hour, starting now.